There's been sort of historic water quality concerns in Northeast Wisconsin, primarily in terms of bacterial contamination and the occasional brown water event. Have you guys heard of brown water events? Hopefully you don't really get them as much down here. Basically, that comes out of somebody's well. Okay. This was a particular case in Kewaunee County in October of 2016, where manure had been applied to a field in the morning and incorporated, and then they got an inch and a half of rain, and it just all washed in. And this was a house right next to that farm field. Rarely does it get that bad, but it does mean that there's possibility of, you know, microbes and other things from that manure, even if it doesn't turn brown, getting into somebody's homeowner well. Okay, so let's think about soils, right? Because one of the ways you try to prevent that kind of stuff getting into your aquifer is having your soils filtered out, right? So this is just a, has anybody seen that DNR groundwater and land use poster? It shows all this different stuff, right? Like farming and, you know, landfills and urban areas. And, you know, that stuff is all the stuff we do on the ground surface, right? And the precipitation is going to move through that and come into our aquifer. So, you know, we kind of rely on soils to do a lot of stuff for us, primarily treat and filter that water that's coming into the aquifer. So in terms of what we really want soils to do, we want to hold nutrients in the root zone so that we can grow crops. We want to filter out the microbes so that, you know, they're not in that brown water coming into your well. And, you know, we've got septic fields, septic drain fields. We apply sewage sludge to fields. We apply manure to fields. And we need to, as that water filters through the soil, hopefully the little tiny pore spaces will filter out all the microbes that we don't want to be ingesting. We also, you know, like other kind of things we apply on the land surface, we want the soil to slow down those movements or maybe break down those compounds. So think of like chemical contaminants, like petroleum products, right? You've been to, you know, people aren't perfect at the gas station. Some spills off, right? Pesticides, those kind of things. We rely on the soil to kind of break down and treat that stuff for us. So you can kind of see that at least in the East, soil thickness is a major factor in predicting whether there's going to be contamination in that aquifer. Okay, so this is a map from Shirell, published by the USGS back in, when did this come out? 1978, I think. This shows depths to soils, or depths to rock. And then this is the area, because it's less than 20 feet to rock, where they've changed the code in terms of how people can manage their manure, right? Like less manure can be applied in areas of thin soils. Like there's a 0 to 2 zone, and 2 to 3, and 5 to 20, and that kind of stuff.